are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Wherever you are listening to this international broadcast, this is Alvin A. Craig, and we welcome you, trusting our broadcast service will be a blessing to you today. Father, we truly thank you today for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious congregation. We're trusting that wherever our broadcast is reaching, the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each and to every heart. We're so thankful for the love of God that brought Jesus into this world to make it possible for us to know thee and to know eternal life. So bless this broadcast and bless his precious people. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Our subject for today's broadcast, the tongue. And, of course, we're using the word tongue here to represent the voice of man. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. And that's our text for the message found in James chapter 3 and verse 2. The tongue is an index of the heart. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the heart or treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. So we read in Luke chapter 6, and verse 45. Now, let's think about the benefits received through governing the tongue. A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good it is. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 23. We read in the scriptures that after Solomon died, and Solomon was not a very good king in the latter days of his life. He started out very well, but he did not end well. And he taxed the people very heavily in the latter days, building buildings and so on and so forth. And the people were not all that well pleased with their king. So after Solomon died, his son Rehoboam became king. And the people of Israel came to Rehoboam and asked him to make their load lighter. Thy father made our yoke hard. Ease thou the grievous service of thy father. If thou be kind to this people and please them, speak good words to them. They will be thy servants forever. 2 Chronicles chapter 10 and verses 4 through 7. Now the first part of that, the people was saying to Rehoboam, make our yoke easier. And he went to the older people, elderly, and they gave him this advice. If thou be kind to this people and please them, and speak good words to them, they will be thy servants forever. Then he went to the young people and asked the young people's advice as to what he should do. And they advised him to make the yoke heavier and not lighter. And the end results of that was, since he refused to accept the advice of the older people, the end results was that the kingdom was divided. And there was a kingdom called Judah, and then the northern kingdom was called Israel. And it was caused because Rehoboam refused to accept the advice of the elderly. If he would have obeyed them, the people said they would be his servants forever. But he refused to obey them and brought sad results. Now a good tongue, the words of a wise man's mouth are gracious. So we read in Ecclesiastes 10 and 12, the mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. Psalm 37 and 30. Sound, the tongue is sound, so Titus tells us in chapter 2 and verse 8. And we are to peace, be peacemakers, according to Proverbs 15:1. A soft answer turneth away wrath. A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good it is. And that's Proverbs 15 and 23. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pitchers of silver. So we read in Proverbs 25:11. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Now that's speaking about the virtuous woman that we read of in Proverbs 31, beginning with verse 10. Let me read that portion again. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. And that's one reason why she was called a virtuous woman. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10. For my mouth shall speak truth. So we read in Proverbs 8 and 7. And that should be our practice always. For my mouth shall speak the truth. It is not proper to be dishonest. It is not right in the sight of God. So we need to always speak the truth. There is gold and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. So we read in Proverbs 20 and 15. Now I would like to refer to an evil tongue. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they ready to wound. Psalm 55 and 21. And you hear the expression sometime about how their mouth is filled with smoother than butter, but here it says the words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were not softer than oil, yet his words were softer than oil, yet were they ready to wound. Again, Psalm 55:21. In other words, they were deceitful. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit, and fraud under his tongue is mischievous and vanity. Psalm 10, verse 7. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea, is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. So we read in James chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. James has quite a bit to say about the tongue in that third chapter. And here he said, "For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea, is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. A hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor." So we read in Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 9. "They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor. With flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak." Psalm chapter 12 and verse 2. "Put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips. Put far from thee." Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 24. "The tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and it is set on fire of hell." So we read in James chapter 3 and verse 6. Now, let me give you some more verses, or refer to some verses that are speaking of the tongue as it is wrongly used. In lying, Psalm 34, verse 13. In false witnessing, Proverbs 25, verse 18. In slandering, Psalm 101, verse 5. In backbiting, Romans 1, 30. In evil speaking, in filthy words, in murmurings, in talebearings, in foolish talking, Ecclesiastes 10:13, and in jesting, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 4, in self-praise and boasting, Proverbs 25:14, and also verse 27, in unprofitable disputes, 1 Timothy 1 and 4. Now let me give you some verses where the tongue is rightly used. In prayer to God, Luke 18:1. In praise, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. In holy conversation, 1 Peter 1 and 15. In pleasant words, Proverbs 25:11. In a soft answer, a soft answer turneth away wrath, Proverbs 15:1. In rebuking sin, 1 Timothy 5:20. In edifying, Ephesians 4:29. In exhortation, Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 13. And I would close my thoughts today by a considerable long quote from Neil Pollard. And I quote, "David spoke of his tongue as a pen," Psalm 45:1, "and his enemies' tongues as sharp swords," Psalm 57:4. We learn that God hates a tongue which forms lies, Proverbs 6:17. Isaiah prophesied a future time so happy that it would cease the tongue of the dumb. And the tongue of the dumb is to sing, Isaiah 35 and 6. The ungodly tongue is described by Jeremiah as a deadly arrow, Jeremiah 9 and 8. James calls the unruly tongue a fire, James 3, 6. The tongue is unique among the body of members. It has so many uses. With taste buds, it judges the palatability of the food we consume. With sensitivity of nerves, it screens the temperatures of the food and drink which enter the mouth. William McPherson, who lost his sense of sight, hearing, and all four limbs in a mining explosion, used his tongue to read the Bible in Braille, coordinating with brain and various undergirding muscles. The tongue is that powerful tool of communication responsible for speech and song. Like so much of what God created, it is a neutral invention according to how it is used. The tongue is either a blessing or curse upon families, communities, and nations. Benjamin Franklin wrote, "A slip of the foot you may soon recover, but a slip of the tongue you may never get over." How can we identify a tongue positively used? A positive tongue will not backbite. Those who wield their tongues positively will say something nice, or at least say something or say nothing at all about an occupant or the rumor mill. In fact, we should use our tongues to stop the backbiting of others. Proverbs 25:23. Welch's proverb goes, "Lord, remind us often that a gossip's mouth is the devil's mailbag." Remember, there's only one thing more difficult than unscrambling an egg, and that's unspreading a rumor. We wish only the best for others. We don't want to contribute to another's harm or embarrassment by saying or repeating something evil about them behind their backs. Psalm 15:1, Romans 1:30, and 2 Corinthians 12:20. A positive tongue will speak God's word. On multiple occasions, the psalmist pledged to use his tongue this way. Psalm 71:24, Psalm 119:172. When opportunities with our neighbors and friends clearly present themselves, how can we refrain our tongue from speaking Bible truth and divine expectations? When the Bible is discharged in our presence, how can we hold back our tongue from defending words more precious than gold? God's word contains glad tidings. Acts 13:32, Luke 8:1, Romans 10:15. A positive tongue will speak wholesome words. The Bible praises those who use wholesome words. Proverbs 15:4, 1 Timothy 6:5. Profanity, vulgarity, or vulgar stories, suggestive language, and sexual innuendo do not drop off of a positive, wholesome tongue. Instead, we speak words that improve and sustain our good character. A positive tongue will be bridled. That's how you know who is religious. James 1:26. A hot head and a positive tongue don't rest in the same skull. A blessing tongue and cursing tongue do not lead to the same end. 1 Peter 3:10. A hypocritical tongue and a sincere tongue cannot belong to the same individual. 1 John 3:18. And that's a rather long quote from Neil Pollard. And beloved, it is indeed a wonderful blessing to be able to talk, but there are governors in the Bible as to how we are to use it and how we are not to use it. This is a part of obeying the Word of God. As Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. The psalmist said, Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Again, if you want to read what James has to say about the tongue, read chapter 3 of the little book of James. He will give you some good sound advice there, and he'll tell you how the tongue is not to be used. Again, the tongue is a blessing indeed to be able to speak, and we need to use it to tell the truth, to praise the Lord, to edify our neighbor, to help in any way that we can, but never use it for the destruction of humanity. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these scriptures and thoughts to our congregation today. Make them a blessing to souls. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. If our service has been a blessing to you, why not write and let us know? Our postal address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. Fax number, 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Remember, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there, and you can listen to some back broadcast if you missed it or would like to hear it over again. And we invite you to be with us in our services if possible. Our Sunday morning service, 20 minutes before 11. Our evening service begins at 6. Our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. And our services are broadcast live over the internet, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being with us in our broadcast today. And we'd like to invite you to tune in next week when again, the Lord willing, we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the Lord's blessings abide, is our sincere prayer.